Machaber says, "Mishum is she's pal tefilas mincha la'achars v'avshos u'matza u'lamala yotza." If you daven mincha, again, we're talking about mincha, but we'll see. We're going to branch out to everything. If you daven mincha after 6.5 hours of the day. Now, again, basic idea. We'll get into this more. Day is divided up into 12 hours, which. Very interesting. In other words, that, you know, I ever wonder where 12, 24 hours comes from? It comes from us, right? It comes from Halacha. So the day, again, the night has 12 hours, but the day has 12 hours. So midday, what we call Chatzos, is the sixth hour, right? And then, so then a half an hour after that. So I think, again, according to Moshe, Chatzos, like, means midday is always either 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, depending on, you know, daylight savings time or not. But we'll see that we have, for most other opinions, it's relative. We'll get into that. So you take a half a day, we'll discuss that, and then you add a half an hour. If you daven any time after that, you yotze davening mincha. In other words, that's the earliest time you could daven mincha. We'll see. The ikar zmana, but the main time, the best time to daven mincha is mites shalos u'matzah l'mala. It's from 9.5 hours up. 9.5 hours, again, we'll talk about how we figure out these hours in a minute. So from 9.5 hours up, and as we saw on Thursday, because that's when they usually brought the korban tamid bein arbayim. So since that was the time they brought it, so again, we know the tefillos line up, are parallel to korbanos. So therefore, the korban tamid bein arbayim, that's when it was brought. So that's why it's better to bring it. Ad halayla, okay, that's the earliest you could daven. You could daven 6.5 hours, relative hours. Again, we'll talk about how we figure this out. Excuse me. Best 9.5 hours of the day. And then you could go ad halayla until nighttime, according to the Rabbanan, you could daven, again, from 6.5, 9.5, till nighttime. That's when the window you have to daven mincha. Yeah, I know, you're gonna say, when's nighttime? Good question, hold on. Okay, so that's the window that we have to daven mincha according to the Rabbanan. Rav Yehuda, here it comes, and according to Rav Yehuda, ad plaga mincha. You could daven mincha until plaga mincha, what we call plaga mincha. What's that? So the Machaber explains, shehu ad sof yud alaf shos chaser revia, which is the 11th hour until the end of 11 hours minus a quarter. Minus a quarter of an hour. What? Yes, that's the other way to say it, but I don't know. It's easier to say it this way. Okay, so that's what we have plaga mincha, and as you all know, this is extremely relevant this time of year, or all the time, for when we could daven mincha. And as we see, as we'll see, also when we could daven ma'ariv. In other words, according to Rav Yehuda, you could daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is the 10.75 hour. That's the latest you could daven mincha. What does that mean? Just take it a little further. That means that's the end of the time you could daven mincha. So in other words, don't forget, if you're talking about 10.75 hours, that means we still have an hour and a quarter till nighttime. You know? I'm not the big math mind here, so if I get this, it's just because I've done so many times. So you're right. So that means after plaga mincha, 10.75 hours, that's the latest you could daven mincha, meaning then you could daven ma'ariv after that. Right? This is huge. Right? According to Rav Yehuda, that's when mincha ends and ma'ariv begins. This is going to be very important. Now, what's important is this Ramah. Ramah says, "U'masharim shalos elu lefi inyan hayom." These hours, when we talk about 6.5 hours, or 6 hours, or 9.5 hours, or 10.75 hours, these hours, what, we go by the clock, right? So the Ramah says, no. We call them shalos manias. We calculate these hours based upon the inyan hayom, upon the day, depending on the day. Afim hayom aruch mish. Let's say the day's long, like now in the summertime, as you all know. Mesharin leyubeis sha'os, we figure that. We figure out the 12 hours based upon the length of the day. Again, this time of year, the day is very long, right? Daylight, I should say. Daylight is very long. So therefore, the hour is going to be longer as opposed to in January or December. The Heim Nikraos Shaos Manios, we call these hours Shaos Manios. Shaos, hours based upon the time. They're relative. We divide up the day into 12 parts that gives us a relative hour. So now, obviously, during this time of year, the days are long. Sunlight is longer. So the hour, our relative hour, as we call it, will be more than 60 minutes. When you get to the wintertime, it'll be less than 60 minutes. And then we calculate the times based upon that. I know, we're not finished yet. We're way not finished. Right. V'chein b'chol makom sheshi'uro chachamim b'sha'os. Anytime you see in Halacha and Chazal anywhere, we're talking about hours, misharin sha' l'sha'os elu. We mean this way. We work on the calculations. Now, again, there's a big gap here. And that is, okay, we figure out the hours based upon daylight. How do we do that? From where do we do that? So Mesh Hashem tomorrow, we'll see. Well, in fact, we'll probably do it. So very usually, we don't do Mishnah Berurah inside. We'll do a very important Mishnah Berurah Dalad. Mishnah Berurah Os Dalad, which talks about how, from what point do we go from sunrise to sunset? You know, we have Nates and we have Shkia. Nates, sunrise, Shkia, sunset. Okay, that's possible. But as you know, those of you who go to the 545 Minyan, you also know the main times of the year, we're not only looking at Mishyakir, but also there's a time called Alos. Alos, which is earlier, before sunrise. Before sunrise. And also we have a later time, called Seis HaKochavim. As you know, for Shabbos, we have sunset. Do we end Shabbos at sunset? No, we don't end. We have Seis HaKochavim when the stars come out, which is much later, which is a separate issue. So when we talk about figuring the daylight hours, where do we go for? Where's our starting point? Is our starting point sunrise? Could be. Or is it before that at our lows? Also, again, at the back end, when we talk about when does the day end? We go from what point, sunrise, from a lows or sunrise, and go to, when we calculate the time, how much time we have in the day, we go till sunset? Or do we go to Seis HaKochavim? Now, obviously, this is going to make a big difference. Okay? But in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we're going to discuss that. That's a machlokas, a huge machlokas, and this is going to be very important.